What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host. Of course, I'm a personal trainer. I'm a competitive powerlifter. But more than anything, I just love talking about health and fitness. This show is good for anybody who wants to get some tips and tricks on how to get in better shape or just simply some motivation. And I love doing this show, but I also love doing it with somebody else. And today on the phone with me, I have a woman named Anita. Now, she knows her stuff. She is a nutritionist and personal trainer. She is on the Canadian Register of Exercise and Fitness Professionals, and she has a master's in personal nutrition, and I hear she's going on to get her doctorate. Right now on the phone with me is Anita. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, thank you. And I wanted to talk to you because we met on Twitter. I love Twitter. I spend a lot of time on Twitter. You have a Twitter account that is called at Facts Vs Fitness. Could you describe what your Twitter is?
So my Twitter is essentially out there to, I didn't want to come out and just be sort of the average person getting pop health, because I actually even read, for example, fitness magazines, and sometimes I think, oh my God, what are they telling these people? So I actually did something where all the research that I've been doing throughout my master's, throughout my dissertation, throughout essentially my whole life, which is all clinical research, it all comes from scientific publications, I've decided to take that and turn it into something a little bit more entertaining, because I know that when people want to research something, they're not going to go and go on PubMed and look all this stuff up. They just Google it. And those don't exactly always represent the correct data or the correct facts. So I'm trying to transform the scientific publications of today into some things that the readers love, and to give people a better education in a more presentable, concise, and fun way.
And in addition to your Twitter, you have a website, factversfitness.com. And on there, you have an article, Why Eating Less and Working Out Won't Help You Lose Weight. Could you describe what you talk about in that article?
Mm-hmm. So in that article, basically, I was inspired by a personal trainer that I saw who was saying that his three best tips for weight loss was eat healthier, eat less, and exercise more. And essentially, if you don't, you won't lose weight, and you're just not committed. But I actually see the opposite story. I see plenty of people who are overweight, and they are exercising, and they actually eat really healthy, too. And you wonder, why isn't this person losing weight? And there's actually a much bigger thing to that. It's not just that they're taking in too many calories, or that they're not working out enough, or anything like that. It's actually to do with several factors that I discuss in this paper. Of course, eating less and exercising more might help depending on the situation, but I am more concerned with the biological factors that are going on. So, for example, their microbial signature, what's going on with their microbiota in their gut, what kind of phenotype do they have? This can determine what kind of energy you extract from your food, because certain people with different bacteria actually will extract different amounts of calories from food, which most people don't realize. Furthermore, we discuss food pairing. So I basically go into, you know, carbohydrates versus proteins versus fiber and what people should and shouldn't be focusing on there. And then the alteration of the gut bacteria with probiotics is actually shown in several studies to help. So I talk about that a little. And then inflammation, which is something I'm really passionate about, because it is being increasingly recognized as the root of all disease, and it is responsible for a lot of this obesity that goes on. So I talk about several things. Teeny bit of a lengthy article compared to the usual ones that you see, but no, it's not that bad. I just discuss all these factors that I commonly talk about with my clients.
And do you go and break it down a little bit more? Because you use some big words in there that I don't really understand, and I know a lot of us don't because we didn't study it. Do you help us bridge the gap kind of between there too?
Absolutely, sure. So basically, sorry, that was just a brief run through, because like I said, it's a bit of a lengthy article, so I can absolutely break these things down for you. So essentially, every person that you speak to, we all realize we have different genetics, of course. And so what we don't realize or think about sometimes is we have really different bacteria in our bodies, and that generally is situated within the gut. And so these are called our microbial signatures. And what's been happening is that we've been discovering that some people actually have what's called an obese phenotype. So it means that this person's body, because of the bacteria that they have, they're just more likely to gain weight. And they've actually done all of these experiments where they've taken two people and they've said, okay, let's feed you and you the same diet, or sorry, they've taken two mice actually, and they've altered their bacteria. And they've noticed that from the same diet, one will gain so much weight and one will stay the same. And that's why many people have, say, your really thin friend that's always eating pizza and you're wondering, how did she stay so slim? This is why. Yeah. It's all to do with her microbial signature.
Wow. So that breaks it down, because a lot of these diets, they're cookie cutter, one size fits all. They don't take what you're talking about into account.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And furthermore, I mean, they do focus on exactly like you said, it's cookie cutter things. I feel like there's not a lot of focus on food pairing. There tends to be quite a bit of emphasis on low carb, high protein, but actually more recent studies have been looking at these ratios, because it tended to just be once you do a low carb diet, the protein just goes up as a substitute. So they actually started doing these diets and testing them in clinic, where they were testing protein and they were testing carbohydrates to see which one's the really important one. And they discovered that even though a low carb diet does have a little bit more of an effect than just a regular carb, high protein diet, what's actually more important is the high protein component. So I'm sure as a trainer, you probably, you're on the protein and all that. But
right.
Basically, if you actually increase your protein, that's going to help you lose weight, but it's going to help you maintain your resting metabolic rate, which is just how many calories you're burning while you're sitting down doing nothing if you didn't do activity that day, essentially. And it's going to help you maintain your fat-free mass. So that's actually a more important part of it all. And so it's not really all this pop stuff that's coming out that's just, you know, low carb, low cal. That's not really exactly the answer to it.
Now, I'd like to get a little personal, if that's okay, and ask, what got you into fitness?
I've been basically into exercise since I was 13 years old. I got pretty heavily into it. But again, I was really following a lot of pop fitness and all these things, and they're just not as effective, I guess, as you want them to be. And I started out because I was just a teenage girl, and how teenage girls are, they just read their fitness magazines and think about all this stuff in maybe the wrong ways. And so I thought, oh, I'll eat this and be slim. And so I think that's what originally started it. But as it progressed, I got more into the health side of things, and I started to realize, oh, that's interesting. This magazine is saying eat these low-cal snacks, but this is not very healthy for your body. So I eventually made a shift from thinking about, oh, what's low calorie, and when I was a teenager, to now thinking about what are they telling me is healthy versus what is actually healthy? What kind of information are they giving, and what is it based on, and how is it going to affect my body in the long term? So that really, really made a switch for me. In addition to that, I ended up getting an autoimmune disease, actually. And so that was something that generally doctors will say is not curable. And it's very controllable, because all it is inflammation in the body. And those kind of things are actually very controllable with nutrition if you're committed to shifting your lifestyle. So, yeah, it was just really a shift to better health for me. And now, you know, health is great and diet's great, and I love helping people with all this stuff. So it's turned into a thing that's bigger than just me now.
Oh, well, I'm so glad that you could be a guest on the show. We're coming up to the end, but I've got two more questions I want to get to. The first one is, what is your favorite exercise or workout?
I'm pretty obsessed with two very contradicting things. So first, it's high intensity interval training. I love it. I love going hard. I love doing all that. And then the other thing is Pilates. So that's a lot more low intensity. But that's sort of what I do on my rest days. I love how hard it tones my body. But at the same time, I still usually just relax and watch TV while I do it, which is great.
And my last question is, where can we get more content from you?
Yeah, so I have a website, and it's www.factversusfitness.com, and versus is just VS. And then also you can find me on Twitter. I post on Twitter every single day some sort of helpful, interesting facts and comments. And again, that's just at factvsfitness.com.
Anita, thank you again for being on the show. And as always, remember, stay motivated.